Welcome to the Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE The Edge.
The Edge?
The Edge. This is the 10th show this season, so it's kind of cool.
Episode 40.
It's kind of cool. Episode 39, actually.
Wait.
Because episode 30 was our first, so then you go 30, 31, 30, yeah, see, and then you go up to 10.
But see, I'm bad at math.
Yeah, it's okay.
Everyone
it's okay.
Should know this about me. I am terrible at math.
So then how'd you do on the PSAT that we took Wednesday?
Well, I am also terrible at English, I think I failed that part. I was okay at the math.
Okay.
Like that actually seemed decently okay. But
have any of you seen the memes that have been made about the PSAT?
I can't relate.
like one of them was like, when you think you got affect and affect down from last year, and then they hit you with a part or a part.
I never do that. I always say impact. I don't know effect or affect. I just do impact. I can never get the difference. So.
Rest in peace.
No, that's, I know, yeah. I just, so if the PSAT ever asked me that, I put impact. Impact's never an answer, so I missed that question.
That's okay. Oh, yeah, you didn't take it, so you wouldn't have gotten the joke anyway.
Yeah, no, I went to Ball State. I checked out that one more time.
Ooh,
saw
how was
Ryan.
That? Nice.
Saw Ryan.
Ryan!
Oh, my gosh.
Old co-host. And saw Kendall there. Kendall Walter.
Hey.
Adios went with me. It was her birthday yesterday, too.
So happy birthday, Addie.
Happy birthday.
It's my sister's birthday today.
Nobody cares, Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel, get out.
I'm just kidding. Happy birthday, Rachel. I think I only had a brother. I
know. Is your shirt inside out?
Rachel, my shirt is not inside out.
Is that just style?
No, you guys are, guys,
that's
you
totally
don't understand.
Out.
No, it's a style. Leave me alone.
Why does it look like that then?
Because it's, I don't know. Ask Altered State. Like, I don't know.
I feel like people, if I wore something like that, I feel like people would call me out for having a shirt that's inside out, and then I'd be very insecure, even though I know to myself, like, yeah, my shirt's not inside out, but other people don't because
Rachel,
it looks like
what does it look like on the other side?
Anyways.
What does it look like on the other side? Does it look
like does
normal?
It look outside in?
No, like fabric, like sewn, like.
Well, that's how it looks on the outside, too. So.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
So you could wear the shirt inside out and outside in?
You know, if I was really feeling like showing the tag to the world, then, like, sure.
Bottom line is, style.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name's Jackson Ammons. We got Jake Herr Miller, not Jake Lacey,
hey,
Rachel Lacey, and Ethan Sellers in the studio right now. We're about to play some Breaking Feud.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
You guys ready,
yeah,
Jake?
I'm so ready,
man. You're going
man.
Down.
You ready? Rachel,
I'm ready to
I'm
kick
ready.
Some butt.
You ready? Too ready.
Ethan,
oh, I was born ready.
Okay, I think we're all ready in here. We're gonna play some Breaking Feud,
actually,
like
I'm
I said.
Nervous.
If you don't know what Breaking Feud is, real quick, over very quickly, what the rules are. We're gonna ask a question. That question has been asked to a lot of people to survey them, and they've all given an answer. If they give the same answer, it becomes like the most popular answer. So, the answer given the most becomes the most popular answer. So, you guys are looking for the answer that's been given the most.
So, like, if a question was, what is
I
animal
thought this was
white?
When you played an audio clip and we had to guess where it was
no.
from.
No, so for nope. an example is, if you was an animal that's white and you said polar bear and that's the number one answer, there you go.
Oh, so it's like Google Feud.
Kind of.
Sure.
But it's Breaking Feud. It's completely different.
Gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
And it's just whoever answers quickest.
Are we raising our hands?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ethan, you going first or am I going first?
You can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Here we go. Name a food that people usually eat with their fingers. Jake.
Apples.
Apples not on there.
Oh, rats.
Grapes.
Grapes is not on there.
What the heck? Wait, did you say fruit or food?
Back to
food.
Jake.
French fries.
French fries is number one.
That's Woo! Where I was going next. Why do we go to fruit?
I don't know.
1 point, Jake.
Said, I mean, apple. I mean, yeah, you eat it with your hands.
But I'm disappointed.
And what did you say?
Grapes.
I said grapes. I thought you said fruit.
I eat those with
I love
forks.
How it's the complete opposite.
You eat a grape
fruit.
With a fork?
No.
Like from the vine?
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
All right, guys. Name something people frequently trip over. Rachel.
Themselves. Like shoes.
Shoes is number two. Jake.
You get rocks.
Rocks is not on there.
Hey!
What's number one?
Number one was cables.
What?
Cables.
I had to figure out how to save myself there. Not gonna lie. I was like, wait, it's just me who trips over themselves. Shoes. Yep.
Okay, 1-1. It's first 1-4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name something that people might turn their basement into. Jake.
A theater.
Theater is number 5. Rachel, 3.
Game room.
2.
Ooh.
A game room.
Like a man cave game room.
A man cave?
Yes.
Yeah, she said game room
answer.
First.
Man
I said
cave
the same
or
thing.
Game room?
Oh, God, I don't like this.
3.
We're going to go for a man cave.
Okay, either one would have been correct because
okay,
man
good.
Cave was 4 and game room was number 1.
Hey, okay. Look at that.
So right, she get that one? We both had ones that were on the board.
She got number four.
You got two, technically.
She got the she got the higher one.
All right, so it's now 1-1. It's getting heated.
It's 2-1.
Excuse me.
2-1.
2-1. Thank you.
Rachel's one.
Tell me something you might dig up. Jake?
Treasure.
No!
Wait, hang on.
Hold on. Treasure.
Sweet.
What?
Wait, no. Are you sure that was a simultaneous hand raise?
I was going to ask for a clarification on the question, but
I said treasure. Just saying.
No, you didn't, Rachel.
Two
okay,
to two.
It.
Two to two.
You took that? What?
The sass is unreal here.
Yeah, seriously. What the heck?
Man, this is some competition.
Okay. Name something that people are always looking for, but rarely ever find.
Oh, gosh.
Jake.
I'm
trying to figure out how deep I should go with this.
I would advise you to go deep.
Oh, gosh.
Name something that people are always looking for, but rarely ever find.
How deep do I
want
to go with
Jake.
This?
True love.
True love is number one, my
what?
Boy.
Ooh. Wait, that's so
yes.
sad.
Ooh. My boy.
I was going to go like happiness, dignity, like themselves.
I was thinking about like tangible items. I was like going to say
happiness
your phone
four.
Charger.
I was thinking about happiness too.
That's me.
Okay, head. True love. Wait, that's so sad. Wait, that's so depressing.
Seriously though, okay, let's be honest. Like if you really think about the statistics between how many people are in the world and then the one person that you're supposed to be with like that you truly love, like it's just like an unbeatable ratio. It's
awesome.
100% accurate. I don't think any of you guys are going to find true love.
Wow.
I honestly don't.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Jake.
Same
Sorry,
for you, Jake.
Guys. Like- okay, I will say, the way that he put it, I could see where he's going. Because he's saying, like, there is one person designed for everybody. And that one person in the entire world of 7 billion people, statistically, Jake is right. But, you know, there always is that chance, and we highly encourage you to go out there.
I mean, and, the concept of true love is, like, it's
I mean, yeah.
It's not even real. It really isn't. It's not real. Because you end up with somebody, you're like, I really love this person, and they are my true love. But here's the thing. You can find somebody that's the exact same.
Or you can't. Oh, or you can't.
Have you, like,
yes, you can. Okay. You can find somebody that acts. Because, you know, you have your true love, and there's, like, this
Jake,
one thing that just makes you a little upset, right? There's somebody that has everything that your girl has, plus that one thing that bothers you about your current girl.
As a girl, I don't know really how I feel about this at all right now. Okay.
I'm dead. Our next question, I'm about to beat
all
Rachel.
Right. We're going
to
stop.
Let me beat Rachel.
All okay, right. It is 3-2. We are playing
I'm not
to
very
four.
Happy right now.
We got two questions left.
Y'all ready?
Yep.
Name something people throw.
Rachel.
Baseball.
Oh, come on.
Baseball?
No, football.
You said baseball.
I don't know.
I need a referee over here.
I'm a referee. Does that count? Like sports items, yes.
Yes, you got it.
Okay, all right, you got number one. The correct answer was ball. So
okay,
I was concerned.
Clearly that counts.
But it's like a baseball,
my boy.
Or like a football. Like,
I literally had my hand up first, and that was rigged. That was rigged. You guys are actually trying to rig this to get
time. I had my hand up first for the treasure,
time.
But okay.
Okay, it is 3-3. The final question is here. If you were able to see the future...
This better be hard, by the way. I'm just saying.
Take it.
If you were able to see the future, name a way that you would be able to make a lot of money. Jake.
Lottery numbers.
No.
Lottery numbers number one.
No.
Jake,
I told you I was
going
to beat you, Rachel. And guess
like,
what? I beat you.
Taking the breaking point crown.
Give me it.
We got this crazy story. If this will play. There we go. Yeah. Okay. So imagine you walk onto a plane. Okay. You're looking around. You see this person here. He's bald. You see that girl there. She's got really long hair. See that person over there. He's wearing sunglasses. Then you look over to your left and you see a duck in the seat. Duck is a therapy duck. So it follows this one girl wherever she goes,
oh,
and
my
they're
goodness.
Like best friends. His full name is I gotta pull up the story. It's Daniel something.
Daniel the duck.
Stinkerbutt.
So, yes. My so heart's like, right. Daniel now. Stinkerbutt.
Yeah. So I'm not. He has a middle name too, but he goes by Daniel. So we're just gonna call him Daniel.
Okay.
It's a lot easier to say than all the other stuff, but yes, this duck. He's a therapy duck. He follows this girl wherever she goes, and
just waddles. You mean like waddles
with shoes on? With shoes
in a diaper.
In diapers, she puts like Captain America like diapers on him. So she's having a blast here with this duck, and I mean they're best friends. And she said whenever she takes phone calls, the duck gets jealous of the phone calls and starts like quacking.
Why
a lot.
Did the duck tell her that he was jealous?
No, he just quacks a
he
lot.
He quacked it.
He wants to get her attention.
He quacked it.
Wow. I hate you, Albert.
I've got a bone.
Actually,
to pick.
Say,
I've got a bone to pick with him. Yeah. Nope. Well, this has been 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Did you guys have a good time?
Of course. So much fun.
Awesome.
A great time.
Awesome. Tune in next week, Thursdays. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Here's Don't Wanna Fight by Alabama Shakes on the Edge.